not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of PDG Realty and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Jose Antonio Grabowski, CEO. Mr. Grabowski, you may begin your conference.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank everybody for the presence. We are here, myself, Michel, João, and Gustavo Janer. Very pleased to be here today to announce our first quarter 2009 results. In our view, very positive results, totally in line with our consistency, with the way we run the company, let's say, with a lot of visibility and predictability. Before we start on the presentation and the details, I would like just to go through some strategic thoughts about PDG, to share with you our view and how we are seeing the market going forward. Looking back to the beginning of the year, we are very comfortable that our proactive strategy that has been in place since the last quarter of 2008 proved to be very efficient. Very efficient. Instead of, let's say, doing like a stop-and-go strategy to the company, we kept, let's say, doing our launches, paying a lot of attention, of course, to be more cautious than usual, looking for the speed of sales as the best guidance, whether to keep launching or not new projects, but always, let's say, trying to continue our strategy instead of kind of getting desperate with the crisis and go for the stop-and-go strategy. Due to the uncertainties of the market at that time, in the end of last year, and according to our guidance of 2 to 3 billion for launches in 2009, we were expecting to launch between 300 and 400 million in the first quarter. Being very conservative in selecting the best, the most adequate product and the best locations to launch, including new cities in the west of the country like Goiânia and Cuiabá, we were able to achieve 472 million launches and 420 million in sales, a very healthy performance, including 213 million of sales of units launched in the previous quarters, which is a very good sign of the quality of our product and the size of the demand still in place in the country in that segment that were always our focus, with close to 80% of launching and sales, which is the low-income segment. So the strategy was already in very good shape. Things were going well. And on top of that, we were paying attention, following the news about the housing plan, the housing program to be released by the government that was created during the first quarter, sometimes delayed, sometimes mixed information coming from the news. And let's say, when the plan was finally defined and released, it came better than expected, and totally in line with our strategy and focus in the low-income segment. So that's why we feel very comfortable today to be revising and increasing our guidance for 2009 from 2 to 3 billion in launches to a new range of 2.8 to 3.5 billion, which means that at the low number of the range, we'll be already growing close to 10% compared to 2008. So what was supposed to be a year with no growth, and for the majority of the companies, probably a big reduction in launching, is turning to be now a very positive year, where we see a minimum growth of close to 10% compared to last year. So things are really, let's say, much better than expected at this point of time in the year, and for sure the information that we'll be showing you regarding what's happening in April after the plan started to produce results is even better. Another important point to mention regarding our strategic thoughts about the, how to run this company is the deal we did with BNDES. We are very positive about this issuance of debentures, convertible debentures that we approved recently with the sponsorship of BND Spar, up to 155 million of the total 276 million that will be issuing together, which is a very good sign also in our opinion, with the sponsorship of the controlling shareholder of PDG together with BND Spar. So we think this is a very strategic move for the company. Although you know, we had and continue to have a very comfortable cash position, we, as usual, prefer to anticipate, and whenever we see good opportunities of raising money in adequate conditions, we prefer to do it rather than wait for the time that we really need the money. For sure, this new issues will be important for the growth that we are seeing now, that we have the possibility to do throughout the year. But it has some strategic points that we want to emphasize in the participation of BND Spar, and also because now it's basically certain that we'll be converted, so we'll have BND Spar as a long-term shareholder in PDG, which we believe will be very positive for the company going forward. The last point that I wanted to mention before passing is to Michelle and João is that we feel really very comfortable with the scenario that we see today, especially after consolidating the two companies that we have under the portfolio, Goldfarb and CHL, to 100%. That's the new move that we did recently for CHL. We did Goldfarb in the beginning of the year, and it's already reflected in our numbers for the first quarter. CHL we did in the beginning of April. It's not entirely shown in our numbers for the first quarter, but we feel very comfortable with this going forward because we control entirely the two companies that are responsible nowadays for more than 80%, close to 90% of our activity. And we've been able also to get a lot of synergy of the integration of the back office that is now under responsibility of PDG, of the two companies, plus the PDG itself. So we are very positive that the benefits of this integration will be very big and already starting to appear in our numbers going forward in terms of G&A control, expense control as a whole, and a much better understanding and even better predictability of our numbers for the three companies. So I'll pass the word to Michelle, and I'll be around for sure for the Q&A section in the end.
Hi, everybody. This is Michelle speaking. Going to the presentation, straight to page two, I will comment the main highlights. For sure, most of them Zeca mentioned, but I want to get more details over them. The first one, for sure, is the government plan, Minha Casa, Minha Vida. What's important here? Right now, we have more than 40,000 units in land bank to be launched within this segment. So far, this was around 30% of our operation, and units within 70 to 100,000 reais were only 10% of the Goldfarb launches, and this segment should be around 40 to 50% within the next quarters. Having said that, when I will be talking a little later about guidance revision, but that's exactly the segment that we get this growth. Up to now, the government plan was very effective. The most important part is the capacity that the buyers they get since the beginning for purchasing something that they couldn't in the past. So right now, we are able to sell 70 to 95,000 reais units for families with monthly income, monthly minimum monthly wages from 3 to 5 minimum salaries. We are really talking for the first time in Brazil about having a maid or having a driver or having people without a university level having the ability to buy a long-term, having the ability to have long-term financing and having the ability to buy a house. The kind of mortgage financing, monthly payment that we're having right now within this segment is around R$300 to R$400 a month. This is less than a car mortgage that the same kind of buyer is using to purchase today. So having that, we were very lucky, or at least we, since the beginning of the creation of PDG, we felt that this was a very important market. So being lucky and being visionary in the past put us in a very, very good position to address this new opportunity. So actually, well, we believe that we are the most prepared company to be addressing the market, this market today. Why? We have a very good operation into this segment. We are the largest cash economic federal operator within the last years, and we believe that we'll be able to have that for the near future and the long-term future. And as a result of what we saw since the launching of the project, of the program that was April 13, our sales within this segment grew 2 to 3 times per week. So we've been selling over the last weekend around 400 units on a segment that we were using to sell around 150 units. Going to the operational highlights, from most of them, well, all of them actually we released before, 45 days ago, but it's important, as Becca mentioned before, to highlight that we don't know the figures of all of the other public companies, but I believe that if not the largest one, but probably the second one, we were the company that launched more. What we today, if we have to say of what we could do more in the first quarter, for sure we could have launched more if we knew that we were able to sell at the speed that we sold. We sold 420 million reais. It's important to highlight that 420 million reais is around 10% less than our best quarter ever in PDG. And another important point is that we believe that this quarter will be an all-time high in terms of sales for PDG if we continue to have the same pace that we've been having over the last 5 weeks. Regarding financial highlights, one thing that we have internally, what we try to have here is return on equity. All the time we pay attention a lot on assets that we have, shareholders' equity that we have, and which kind of return that we've been able to generate on top of it. So we've been growing this company a lot, but always, always having taking care of the kind of margins and profitability that we have. So why we have that, as for sure, as we came from the financial market, we know exactly what we call return instead of having a lot of different metrics and being good on some of them and being very bad on some of the others. We know to have a healthy company, you should be very good on launching, managing the lowest inventory possible, selling with the ability to generate a lot of money, investing less money possible for project and leverage as much as you can at a cheaper price, that having that you have ability to generate higher IRRs. So having this kind of internal discipline, we've been able to continue to grow our company a lot, even on a bad scenario that we saw during last November, December, and January this year. So in the first quarter, we ended with 312 million reais of sales, 36% growth when compared to the first quarter of last year, roughly 65 million reais of EBITDA with a 20% EBITDA margin. That's a 66% growth compared to the first quarter of last year, and the net income reaching roughly 51 million reais with a 16% margin within the new accounting law, the rule 11638. And as I mentioned before, highlight on the guidance revision, One important topic that we want to highlight here is that always on PDG, we've been having guidance, and during the crisis, now that it's easy to talk, that we see a new scenario, that we are very optimistic with the kind of flow that we are having with the government plan, you will probably see a lot of everybody coming back again to the discipline of having guidance. Guidance for us is a religion. There's no other way. Yeah, as the management of PDG, we should always have a vision from the market. We will never hide ourselves against any kind of crisis excuses to not give any kind of guidance. What's nice, very nice here is that the guidance that we gave, we are already starting to drop our feet, and the lower level of the guidance is considering at least a 10% growth compared to 08 numbers, that it was more than 100% growth from 07. And on average, we'll be getting, we are talking about 2.8 to 3.5 billion reais of new guidance. If we're able to reach the higher level of the guidance, we'll be growing roughly 40% our operation this year. Going to page 3, we have exactly the reason why we are upgrading that, the guidance, the 2.8 to 3.5. coming from a previous need of 2 to 3 billion. And we have exactly within the first part of the chart, we have around 40% of our operation coming from units lower than 130,000 reais. All of that addressed to Caixa Econômica Federal financing scheme. Right now, we believe that this segment will be around 60% of PDG. And next year, for sure, this segment should be more. We still envision some growth for next year. But it really depends on the operation that we'll be having, but we are optimistic with that. So this segment that was supposed to be 40% of PDG and units below 95,000 size that was supposed to be only 10% of our operation, this year the segment of 100,000 size will be 40% of our launches, and the whole segment will be around 60%. Out of the money that we have, the excess cash that we have today in our operation, we are taking 50 to 100 million reais out of that to buy, invest within this segment, and around 60 to 7%, 70% will come from land banking. We already bought 10,000 units very recently, and we believe that we can get much more than that, but the idea is not to increase a lot the land bank, but it's increasing the land bank with projects that we can launch very fast. Remember that we always had the discipline of having that 2 to 3 year net land bank within the operation. So that's why we are having to increase right now the land bank, and it's been very easy. We have very, very few companies in the market within cash condition to buy, to acquire land bank. Our strategy right now is to have around 70 to 80% of the land bank coming from 12 years, and within that acquisition, you have a 10 to 20% of down payment for the project. So, going to the next page, page 4, still on the guidance, as I mentioned before, so it's more of the same. And the other important thing that we did recently was the BNDES deal, as Zeca mentioned before, mortgage the deal, all of the money that we were able to raise to it will be able to generate much more return than any kind of the two cases, or a dilution in the case of the equity being cheaper. For sure, we can be diluted up to 9.something%. We will be generating, on top of this money raised, IRR higher than 20% in the midterm. And in case of not converting, we were able to raise money on a cheap condition to bring the market. But on top of that, having the support from BNDES is strategic for us on PDG. We really consider internally as a milestone for the long term of the company. We believe with that support and that with that brand aligned with us, we'll be able to have better ratings in the future and having a lower cost of capital for our operation within the next years. Going to page 5, where Zeca also mentioned before, we have just our workshop today, how it works. it's important that right now we have 100% of JGL, 100% of Goldspark. These two operations will be around 80 to 90% of BDG launches this year. And all of that operation today is integrated under the same platform and under the same back office. So how we work today, how we operate, we have the same shared back office. Then we have different development areas, and we have a senior management team working together to have the same kind and important decisions taken together. So that's the model that we believe that we can have a much higher control, a much lower risk, and also not having to leverage third-party partners without payment capacity that can generate problems within the deal-by-deal of a project. So this is an integrated model that we believe is a win-win situation and the best platform that we can create for the Brazilian real estate market. Going to the next page, I will pass to João, and then I come back during the Q&A also.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is João speaking. I'm on page 6. The operational highlights, I will pass a little bit fast because there are not any yet which released them before. So just to review them and to give more sense on the numbers. On page 6, so we had a very good sales speed in the first Q of 2009, despite the environment, despite the tough scenario that we were seeing. And as Zeca mentioned, I think the dynamic of avoiding the stop-and-go behavior, it's a good sign of our operation. We kept the operation the same level. We adjust a little bit because of the tougher scenario, but there's no big change in our trend or in our planning. Another important thing to highlight is that 79% of the sales within the first year of 2009, they came from the low-income segment. And that we now, besides São Paulo and in Rio de Janeiro, the main cities, we start to have sales occurring in Goiás and Mato Grosso. This is the countryside of Brazil, the agro-business area in Brazil. Okay, going to slide. To page 7, the next slide. The charts here, they show the left chart will show the evolution of the sales from launching. So we compare here, for example, in first year of 2009, we launched 472 million reais, and from this number, we were able to sell within the same quarter 44% in terms of PGV. The right chart, this is a new one. What's the idea here? To show from the sales that we have within the quarter how much came from inventory and how much came from launch. So the important message here, in the 4Q, we had a lower sales coming from inventory. It was roughly 20%, so it was the lowest here in the series. And in the first Q, we were able to rebound that and even in a higher number than the previous quarter. We reached 51% here. Controlling the offer, we adjusted the offer in the first Q and it focused on the inventory sales. Basically, to adjust the situation that we have in the first Q. So going forward, you can expect a better sales speed from inventory in these levels or a little bit lower, roughly close to 40-something percent. Go to the next slide, page 8. The same table that we've been showing in the previous quarter, the main message here is that from the inventory that we have, 87% is compound by units launched in 2008 plus units launched in the first Q of 2009. Okay, so we have 69.6 2008 and 17.4 of the inventory comes from first Q of 2009. Another important number is that from the total units that we launched, these 416, 78% is sold so far. Page 9, here's something new, I think something more interesting here. This housing program was launched in April 30th, and the sales per week on average that we had in April in 2009 compared to the previous year, it posts a growth of 37%. So even with this package just having just taken place by roughly half of the April of April, we were able to see a big growth in terms of unit sales per week. Okay, just to remind, the second quarter of 2008 was the best quarter in terms of sales. So the base is a very strong one to compare, and even with that, the growth is highly positive. Next page 10, we have here the launches. So here is really nothing new. The main important message here is that the PDG avoid the stop and go dynamic. We keep launching, we kept selling, and again, 76% coming from the low income, and the new areas in the countryside of Brazil started to be they will grow, but they already have a good number here. Page 11, just to see parts of the project, to see a little bit of pictures and something more nicer. We have here the first launch in Cuiabá. It's important to mention that this is the new area that we have mentioned. This is the new vector of growth, consider the housing program. Okay, this is Cuiabá, Goiás, the city of Goiás, Goiânia, and this is the new growth regarding the package. Another important message that we have a middle class, mid high project launching in Botafogo, south zone of Rio de Janeiro with CGL. And although this tougher scenario, we have a good project and the play on scarcity, you can have very interesting sales speed. The last project that we show here is a land parcel, just to keep saying that the land parcel business continues to post a very nice sales speed and a very nice dynamic. So next page, a better breakdown of our land bank. It's important to mention that the number it was 6.5 billion, the VGV. In the end of the fourth Q, we launched roughly 500 million reais, so the number came down to 6 billion. And on top of it, we increased by 1 billion reais distribution in 211 projects. And the main message here is that the majority of the land bank is compound by units below 130,000 reais, which is the limit of the housing program. This is the largest shift in the land bank composition. Going to the financials, we did here the comparison between the first year of 2009 adjusted by the new methodology. Okay, so this is the audited number. This is the number that you see on the CVM website, for example. And we did an adjustment in the first year of 2008. So now you can compare both in the same methodology. Okay, so let's go to the numbers. We had 130 million reais of net revenue in the first year of 2008, and this number compared to 312 in the first year of 2009, 36% growth. In gross profit, 70 million 2008 compared to 91 million in the first year of 2009, 31% growth. Here on the EBITDA, we have a higher growth, 66%. Basically, because we were able to control very well the G&A and the commercial expenses. So we came from 39 million in first year of 2008 and 65 million in first year of 2009. In net income, a 67% growth from 30 to 51 million this quarter. On page 14, those are the main changes that we have pre and post the law adjustment. So here we have, in a more detailed scheme, the net revenue impact, the COGS impact, and the other account impact. So basically, just some thoughts here. Let's go to the cost of goods sold. We now recognize in the cost of goods sold both the interest that we pay on the SFH funding, the construction funding, and the interest that we pay on the corporate debt as well. So instead of the interest being recognized in the financial results as a financial expense, they now are recognized part in the cost of goods sold. So this 16, roughly 17 million reais is recognizing the cost of goods sold. And the part that goes to my asset is roughly 500,000 reais, a very small part. Okay. So just to make a small adjustment here, the capitalized interest that you see here is not the interest that went to the asset. The interest that was recognized in the cost of goods sold. Okay. Going to the commercial expenses, as we had a very good sales fee coming from inventory, we were able to reduce the commercial expenses within the first year of 2009. That's why the number three adjustment is roughly 50% of the previous number that we were posting. Okay? Very, very nice control on this side. On the G&A adjustment, we had 3 million reais of stock option plan expenses being recognized this quarter, and you see probably a number very close to this one in the following quarter. Talking about the indebtedness, we continue to have a very adequate profile of the debt. The money that is coming right now from the convertible debenture, if we can do an exercise that is 276 million reais that will be coming to our cash position, they are more than enough to offset the payment that we have to realize in 2008, in 2009, and 2010. So we can see the money coming as a very nice safe cushion of our cash position. Okay, this money will be invested, basically investment, but it's a very nice safe cushion. And if we look to the debt to equity and net debt to equity ratios here, just one another small exercise, if we exclude the SFH funding and the SPC cash position and equity position, the net to equity, for example, instead of 61.2%, it would be 48.7%. This shows that in the SPC level, we can have a much higher leverage than the usual that's accepted in the corporate debt. Okay, I give receivables as a collateral. I give, in fact, over collateral in receivables. So the banks, the commercial banks in Brazil, they are able to give me more money when compared to my equity position. And the net debt to equity, instead of 49.5, it would be 36.2. Okay, a much lower number. In the following slide, page 16, a very comprehensive breakdown of our debt by creditor, by type of index, if it's attached to CDI or if it's CR, or if it's attached to inflation, IGPM, or INPC, the breakdown between the debentures that we issued in 2007, the SFH funding, and the corporate debt. Okay, so here, one important message is that the net debt position is evolution in a much lower pace than in the previous quarter. Okay, we had a much better control in this part. If you look to the net debt position evolution from 3Q to 4Q, it grew by 210 million reais. This quarter it was 180, so it's a 30 million reais decrease in the growth of the net debt position. More important than that, the big part of the debt increase came from the construction fund, which is a very good type of funding. Okay, it's cheap and it has a better covenant structure on PDG consolidated numbers. So those are the main figures. We try to cover in a fast mode so we can have more time to go to the Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now initiate the questions and answer section. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Our first question comes from the line of Carlos Pereleong of Merrill Lynch.
Thank you. Hello, Michel and Joao. Thank you for the call. Two questions, if I may. First one, with the new financing schemes under the housing program, would you expect accounts receivable to sales to decrease and working capital to decrease over the year? And second, with more promising growth expectations on pre-sales this year and probably next year, do you still expect to become free cash flow positive at the end of this year, or should we expect that for the end of 2010? Thank you.
Hi, Carlos. This is Michel speaking. I will answer starting with the last question. Without the growth, we were really fighting to get to reach cash flow positive by the third or fourth quarter of this year. And like it was clear to see this movement by the cash consumption that we've been decreasing over the last quarter, and we were really on track of that. With this new 50 to 100 million reais invest, for sure we are postponing that for some more quarters. We don't have exactly right now if it's going to be for one or three quarters of delaying that. But like we don't want to delay that much further than that. We are always trying to work here with a very, very close move to a cash flow positive, if you are not into a cash flow mode, cash flow positive mode. With the cash, for sure, once cash starts to operate on a effective mode, on a full speed, we believe that the cash flow will shorten for sure, because the investment that we have under Caixa Econômica project takes around 6 months prior to the launching, and the cash flow positive of the project, on average, we get that 1 or 2 quarters before deliver the unit. As we're speaking on that, on the majority of these new launches will be on houses, and the houses, they are around 6 to 12 months of a project, and we can build it in between a 3 to 6 month period. So that's why we have the theory internally that we can do that. We will shorten that cycle.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan McGoey of Deutsche Bank.
Morning, gentlemen. Michel, your answer to the last question was just touching on this, but I was wondering if you can give how the breakdown of financing for sales this year should look given the increased guidance. How much will come from Crédito Societario, how much from SFH, and whether the increased guidance that you've noted that's eligible for the government package, do you expect that'll be folded into Crédito Societario or SFH?
Hi, Dan. First of all, I will answer in Portuguese. You are learning very fast. But going direct to the answer. On page 3 of the presentation, like the idea that we have is exactly the breakdown of the launches that we have for this year will be attached to the segment that is addressed. So around 60% of what we'll be launching this year will come from units below 130,000 reais. So all of them will come from Crédito Associativo. Then we'll have around 27-28% coming from units. Sorry. Then we have the vast majority of the remaining come from SFH financing. So we have roughly 100% of the land bank up to the SFH limit of 500,000 reais. And we have, of this year, we'll be launching around 60% or a little more than that within the Crédito Associativo or Caixa Econômica model.
Okay, and you talked a little bit about reaching a cruising speed. What kind of, I guess, indicators and performance are you looking at or discussing with Caixa to see how quickly they'll be able to adapt to some of the measures announced by the government? And I guess just touching on what are some of the chief bottlenecks that they're working on?
Coming from the company perspective, we know this year we'll be delivering 6,000 units. We know that we should convert in banking financing or Crédito Associativo around 4,000 units. And like we'll be having next year more than 12,000 units in the Crédito Associativo line. So right now we are operating Caixa Econômica, and it ranges a lot month over month in between 150 to 400 contracts a month. We believe that by the end of the year, we should be on a pace from 800 to 1,000 contracts per month. How we've been structuring our company here, CDG. We've been testing a lot, and we've been putting a lot of IT systems to support this growth. From the cash economic perspective, that is the other part of the bottleneck, part is from the company perspective and part is from cash economic. Right now, with the scheme that you can be, how is it translated in English?
Banking correspondent for Caixa Econômica. Correspondente bancário in Portuguese.
We have, like, that on that perspective, we never know what Caixa Econômica calls. It's the homework that we have to have for one approval. But according to Caixa Econômica, they said that third party that creditors, correspondente bancário, and some other parts of the process that they are third-party with third-party companies, they are outsourcing somehow 70% of the total process of approving the project and also approving the buyer. So that two things working together for sure should generate more efficiency.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Leonardo Zambolin of Goldman Sachs.
My question has actually been answered. Thank you very much, guys.
I would like to remind you that to ask a question, you just have to dial star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Gordon Lee of UBS.
Hi, good morning. Two questions. The first is, during the quarter, your operating expenses, your commercial expenses and G&A were quite low. You actually managed to hold those under control despite any increased expenses associated with the package. I was wondering whether that is a sustainable level or whether you would expect those to rise in the next few quarters as this package becomes a bigger and bigger portion of your business. And then the second question was just if you could just, given the package and the increased expectations for launches, et cetera, if you could just give us a sense of what we should expect in terms of land investments for the year and what form they should take, whether you'll be making direct purchases or whether you'll still be looking at doing some permuta. Thank you.
Hi, Gordon. This is Michel. I will answer our first question. Regarding DNA, what we did over the last quarter of 2008, we simply fired very senior management team from back office operations from the companies that we own, like PHL and Goldberg. And we kept part of that, the majority of that day by day, it's under PDG management team today. So right now, instead of having three controllers, one in PDG, one in CGL, one in Goldberg, we have one controller controlling everything under the PDG level. We have the same thing under the treasury of the company. We have the same thing on the level of financing support for the companies. We have the same thing for the negotiation with the bank for getting construction finance. So as we've been able to centralize that, we've been able to fire very senior management team in the back office operation. So having that, that's the main explanation why we are having a lower G&A. The second and important thing, over the last quarter, for sure, we cut off some recurring expenses that were not that when we did the whole analysis, we didn't need to have it. So that's the second part. And anticipating, for sure, we are hiring a lot of people right now. We fired around 100 people within the last quarter of last year. But in this quarter, up to now, we are hiring around 50 to 60 persons, actually 70. But this number is from a mid-low level team instead of senior management team. So we don't anticipate to increase that level a lot. The only difference on that, for sure, is it's going to be in the end of the year. We're going to know if we reach it or not our internal guidance that the board gave to us in the beginning of the year. So we have some bonus over that. But on a recurring basis on the G&A, we don't expect that to grow.
Gordon, this is Zeca. Following on Michelle's question still, another important shift that we are doing as we are controlling the back office of the two companies, we are changing the type of people that we are hiring in the company level to something more similar to PDG type, and what that is very similar to what we had in the investment bank. So the idea is to hire more young people, train them with a more financial mentality, and more emphasize in the company's level also our policy of very low fixed salary and a bigger importance on the variable compensation. So that's spreading through the other companies as well, not only in PDG level. Regarding land banking, for sure, the scenario changed a lot during the first quarter and after the plan, more specifically. We already acquired some sites during the first quarter, anticipating the plan and already in line with our strategy of increasing gold farm activity and our overall low-income activity. And after the plan, for sure, the focus would be continuing to look for opportunities more towards the below 100,000 units, 100,000 reais per unit type of project, which is more easy to find in the west of the country and some areas outside the main urban centers like São Paulo and Rio. It's been much easier nowadays, first of all, because we are talking about the type of land that's not so scarce. We're not talking about centralized locations. We're not about talking about premium sites. And secondly, because of the competition, let's say the vast majority of the company is out of cash and out of order, let's say, not wanting to launch and to buy a lot of things. So with our track record, it's been much easier to buy based on swap deals. Not entirely swap, but let's say 10 to 20% on cash and the rest is swap, especially because with our track record, becoming a swap partner with PDG or with Goldfarb is a much better thing than doing swap with another company that has a much worse track record in terms of launching and sales. So it's been much easier to buy land. For sure, we'll be buying much more land throughout the year. We are talking about investing around 30 to 50 million reais on the cash portion of those acquisitions, but for sure we'll keep trying to do the majority of the acquisitions through swaps.
Perfect. That's very clear. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. This concludes the question and answer section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Grabowski for any closing remarks.
So, thanks again for your presence. I think this call is very important because it really, we are in a very important time for the company and for the market. I think the scenario changes very favorably, much faster than we anticipated, to be, let's say, during the first quarter call already in a very optimistic scenario, revising the guidance upward and being comfortable that we'll be having at least a 10% growth in the launches for the year, we consider very important for the company in 2009. For sure, in the beginning of the year, the situation was much more uncertain, although we were always confident that we had the right focus and the right product for the market in Brazil. For sure, let's say, the demographic conditions of Brazil coupled with the dynamics created by this recent housing plan created a big change for the market. So that's why we are really very optimistic about the rest of the year and the years going forward. We believe that, let's say, this government plan can be in place for many years independently of who is in charge, if it's the Labour Party or not. For sure, all the parties understood the importance of the housing sector for Brazil. Let's say, after many years, I think everybody understood that the examples that we always talked about in Mexico make entire sense for Brazil. So I think we are starting a process that can be a very long-term process of really increasing the number of units produced in Brazil year after year. For sure, we are not expecting any miracle. So for sure, the million homes will not be done in 2 years. But if we see a steady growth in the number of houses that the country produces and that we can produce ourselves year after year, I think that's what's more important for us in terms of the future of this company and the consistency in our results. We are not talking about doubling or tripling the number of units this year. We are talking about going from 15,000 to 20-something thousand, which is already a very important growth. But I think more important is to have a clear way to make it possible to have a consistent growth year after year. For example, for 2010, we don't know yet, but for sure, we'll be looking for another 20-30% growth. So that's what's more important in our view, that we now have a clear path, a clear plan with the sponsorship of the government to really keep growing the number of units accord and with the affordability of the demand side being achieved or starting to be achieved. I think that's the big change that we've been seeing in April after the plan. Units between 70,000 and 100,000 that in the past the affordability was not present changed dramatically. Now we can cater for families between 3 and 5 minimum wages, which is a big number of families in Brazil, something around 11 million families in that bracket that were not in our radar of potential buyers that now started to be. So I think that's the big change that we've been feeling since the middle of April, and that will probably, let's say, boost a lot our sales throughout the year. So thank you very much. Of course, if you have any doubts, as usual, let's say we are here at your disposal for any questions, any details that you might want about the numbers. And let's keep in touch. Bye. Thanks.
Thank you. This thus concludes today's presentation. You may disconnect your lines at this time.